more nauseated than ever. He got back in the seat and restored the blanket cushions. He wrapped the oversized security belts around him twice and up so they would keep his head from snapping forward. All set. He reached out for the gun controls and put them on full barrage, flame, and ready. They were aimed at that box of blasting caps. Was the drone tilting, or was he just dizzy? He couldn't tell with his dazed senses. He looked at the climb indicator of the plane. Yes, the drone was tilting, the door behind him lower now. Something had upset the coordinates. The magnetic fields of the limpet mines? But whatever it was trying to correct, it was pointing its door down. That meant if he shot backward and fired, he would be shooting himself toward the sea or the mountains. He better not delay. He kicked off the magnetic grips. The plane started to slide backward to the door. Hastily, he hit his starter buttons. The plane was sliding backward faster. He slammed his fist into the gun firing button. The battle plane fired full blast. But the result was far more than just gun recoil. Before his eyes, the whole interior of the drone flashed a violent orange and green. The battle plane was catapulted backward into space like a projectile. The shock of sudden motion almost tore his head apart. He could still see, still register. The drone looked like an old rocket missile must have looked. It was soaring upward as though the door was the jet. Johnny's hands fumbled over the battle plane console. He punched in coordinates to arrest his backward descent. With a jolt, the plane slowed its rocketing downward plunge. But something else was happening. There was no response from the right balance motor. In a slow roll, the plane began to rotate in the sky. The roll became faster. The left balance motor could not hold it by itself. Johnny frantically battered the console keys. The plane was now cartwheeling through the storm.